Bizarre Show, episode 44, and it's a Monday, March 27, 2017. I am Narn.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome everyone to our show here, and we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre news, if we can. If we find something interesting, we share it with you guys. So, Ray, how are you, Ray?
I'm doing okay. A little battle wounds, but other than that, I'm okay.
You're fighting with the lime tree. I saw the wounds.
With the lime tree, yeah. And the lime tree kind of won, so. But I'm all cut up and got holes. I feel like Swiss cheese in certain places.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. I saw the wounds. But were you successful? Did you kill the tree?
Well, I cut all the dead out of the tree.
Oh, so. Okay. So, oh, that's good.
But the tree fought hard.
It's a good thing you can do chores. I can't do yard work yet because of my shoulder. I'm still injured.
Oh,
I'm a baby.
Maynard.
I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm such a crying baby. Anyway, so Ray and I went to breakfast last Saturday because we got bored.
We both worked Friday night.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. So Ray worked, I worked, and we both worked Friday night, and it's like 2 a.m. Yeah. For me, it was really late. But
4 a.m. for me.
So you were awake midnight until 4?
Four,
or did you sleep a little and then wake up?
No. I was awake the whole time because they started us. We were supposed to do our part at 12, and then they pushed it off to 12:30, and then they got to us, and we couldn't get connected to their server, so they spent 3.5 hours screwing around with it trying to get us to connect, and it was all their firewall issue. So.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned. So we did go to Egg and I. That was one of my requests because I rarely go there. And I only get to go to Egg and I with Ray. When was the last time?
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Well, you wanted to go IHOP. Which one's better, IHOP or Egg and I?
I like IHOP.
Really?
Oh, okay. Actually, if you can get up early enough, Barnaby's breakfast kicks butt, but you got to be up before 11, so, or be there before 11. So.
Say Barnaby's? Any Barnaby's?
Any Barnaby's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but at 11, they ship breakfast off and start lunch. So if you go after 11, no breakfast for you.
Oh, okay. Too bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Ray and I got bored, and we did... Is it an old thing to walk around the mall?
Well, we weren't bored. We just were worn out and tired, and we know we needed to get some exercise, so we went walking around the mall. Yeah.
So Ray and I made a deal. Okay, we might as well make use of this time and burn some calories. Let's use our Fitbits to gain 3,000 or 4,000 steps today. So we did.
Yep.
We went shopping. So that's
good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that night I went and saw a Rice Orchestra concert.
Oh, that night?
Was pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
How was it? Like, did you cry? Because the music is so moving. Is that what happened to you?
No, the music was very incredible, but no, I did not cry.
Some people do cry.
I can understand that some music can touch people so much and in a certain way, and if it hits you the right way, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't been to a concert like that. Did they play a lot of the ones that you hear from movies?
No, it was a... Dvorak piece and a piece that I've never heard, and I've never even heard of this composer, Dmitri Shostakovich, who is a Russian composer. But the piece was like long, but it was incredible. So the first movement took 30 minutes. So usually they don't take that long. So it took about 1 hour and 15 minutes for the second part of the concert. So which is the whole Symphony Number 8 in C minor by Dmitri.
Nice. So. By Dmitri.
But it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. So. Got up Sunday and started battling the lime tree. And I finished the battle up today when I got home from work. So I got even more scrapes and scratches than I did Sunday when I fell into the pile of branches. So.
I never made you work on the yard when you lived with me.
What?
Did I? Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
You're right.
I remember you making me clean out front yard beds and stuff. So, trimming trees.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff you wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So.
Well, I can. It's just that you have more muscle than me.
Whatever.
So
just
last,
one big one.
All right. So last Sunday, I played softball and we lost the first game, and then we won the second game, and it was good. We almost should have won. We could have won the first game, but oh well.
Did you play any?
No, that's the point. You're right. I didn't play. I was just a base coach, so I was pointing. You go, run to second base. I was the first base coach man. Maybe, who knows, maybe next week I can make it already. I think because I'm getting more mobility on my left arm now.
You're just going to mess it up and get hurt it again.
I know. I'll just probably wait another week.
You need to probably sit your butt down and not do anything, but you need to do.
It's hard to masturbate. It's hard to masturbate because I'm ambidextrous and... You know, it's hard to shift. It's not. You cannot easily shift around. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why you get somebody else to do it for you.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Good point. All right. So everyone out there, we do have a good show for you guys. But before we go to our Gigig Bazaar, Ray, have some entertainment news for you guys.
Yeah. Well, this is actually should go under geek because this is kind of geeky stuff.
Technically,
but
yes, they are kind of geek, and yeah, so we'll just mention it anyway.
Yeah.
Because one of the things here is I'm really excited about because yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay, go
right. Okay. All right. The Handmaid's Tale, which is a book, is now being turned into a series on Hulu. So if you've never seen The Handmaid's Tale, it's kind of a dystopian future that they made a movie about back in the day, and it was pretty bad, but it had Adrian, what's his name, in it. But now they're making a series out of it for Hulu. So, and that premieres on April 26th, The Handmaid's Tale. And I always like the storyline, so, and the whole story of The Handmaid and how that all works. So I thought that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I thought, wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. Then American Gods is premiering April 30th on Starz. So.
I want to talk. I'd like to talk about this because
okay.
I actually read this book by Neil Gaiman, and it's really good. It's pretty good. It's a you know a classic Neil Gaiman style of kind of playing around with gods as usual. Yeah. So in American Gods, it's an ex-con befriends the Norse god Odin in a clash between deities, old and new. So Hannibal, mastermind, Brian Fuller expands the story beyond Neil Gaiman's novel. So it's a story about Shadow. The character is Shadow. And
yeah.
And there's a character there named Wednesday, if I could remember. Yeah, so he's just, a character. And then he's got a wife who's a zombie and things like that. So it's a weird book, but yeah. If you follow it along, it is a good story. It's about
Is the ex-con? Does he have any power? Is he like a demigod or something?
He is some kind of a demigod, or I don't even remember how what his powers are. It's just really just like reality or he dreams stuff. I can't remember. It's been some time now. It's been a couple of years now since I last read it, but I remember it was really good. That's one of the reasons why I read it. It's pretty good. Okay, so let's go to the next
one's The Punisher. Our buddy John Bernthal dons the Skull T-shirt for Netflix after his version of the violent Marvel's comic characters proved popular in Daredevil. So they are actually doing a Punisher series. The exact release date has not been announced. However, Netflix did let it slip that the show would debut sometime this year. With Iron Fist streaming on March 17th, which is already out if you haven't watched it, fans will likely have to wait until this fall to get Punished. So I think that's going to happen in the fall. And I think it's going to happen probably late fall. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do the Defenders, which is the next topic, the next one we're going to talk about. Because the Defenders, which is the Netflix shows Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, form an all-star team on the 8-episode miniseries The Defenders. Starring Charlie Cox, Christian Ritter, Mike Coulter, and Finn Jones, are joined by Sigourney Weaver. So Sigourney Weaver is going to be in the Defenders now. So
is she going to be like the rounds them up or something to become?
I don't know. Who knows?
Isn't the Defenders still a somewhat like a Shield thing?
It's just like it was like a side comic to like the Avengers, except most of these heroes all fought in New York City.
Yeah,
this is all about protecting the boroughs in New York City type thing. So,
at the Hell's Kitchen or something.
Yeah, like type that. Yeah, the pretty much stuff. And then
I'm looking forward to these. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
The next one is Watership Down. So if you were a child and you watched Word of Ship Down, you were probably traumatized as a child when it came out.
Why? But, I never read it. I never
heard of it. Oh, you never saw it?
Never saw it.
Then you weren't traumatized by that. But John Boyega lends his voice to an animated version of Richard Adams' classic children's book, Watership Down, which follows a group of rabbits on a perilous journey. Let's hope this new take from the BBC and Netflix won't traumatize an entire generation like the 1978 version did. And it did. So they're reinterpreting and doing a four-part animated Watership Down miniseries set to air sometime this year. The series will premiere on BBC One in the UK and worldwide outside of the UK on Netflix. For those that don't know about Watership Down, it's set in the idyllic rural landscape of southern England. The tale of adventure, courage, and survival follows a band of rabbits on their flight from intrusion of man and the certain destruction of their home, kind of like the rats and them. Led by a stout-hearted pair of brothers, they journey forth from the native sound of Fort Warren through the harrowing trials posed by predators and adversaries towards a promised land and more perfect society.
So you're saying back in the 70s, late 70s, you actually saw this and it traumatized you?
Yes.
What is it about?
Well, some of the creatures die, and they die violently. And as a kid watching this, it traumatized a lot of us because it was like, oh my God.
They're just being realistic.
It's kind of like watching Game of Thrones. It's like, oh, that's my favorite character. They die and get ripped apart. Oh, I found a love of this character. They die and get ripped apart. So, and then we got one more left, which is another comic book split off, which is Runaways. And it looks like Hulu's getting in on the Marvel action with a new version of the comic created by Brian K. Vonnegut and Adrian Alapona.
Alapona.
In it, a group of teenagers discover their parents are supervillains. So, in short, they're the progeny of a villainous society that calls themselves the Pride. The team is born when they accidentally see their parents murder a young girl during a ritual sacrifice and decide to flee their childhood homes. So, the original team, if you've read the comic book, is team leader Nico Minoru, the daughter of dark wizards who inherits her parents' magical powers. Lyrica Okano, is that how you say her last name?
Okano
will portray her in the series. Gertrude Yorks, whose parents are time-traveling criminals, she has no special powers, but she shares a telepathic bond with a genetically engineered dinosaur.
What?
Yep, Ariel Barra will portray her in the series. Molly Hayes Hernandez in the show, a mutant who is both incredibly strong and virtually indestructible. Allegra Acosta will play her in the series. So Chase Stein, who boasts gauntlets that imbue him with incredible strength. Greg Sulkin will play him in the series, and that Greg Sulkin's name sticks out for some reason for me. I'm trying to remember why. Alex Wilder, a tactical genius whose parents are prominent members of an organized crime syndicate. And how do you say that name?
Renzi Feliz.
Feliz will portray him in the series. Carolina Dean, a human-like alien whose powers are dependent on solar energy, kind of like Superman, will be played by Virginia Gardner, who will play her in the series. So they have yet to announce the date of the Runaways, but it's coming out this year. So
did you actually read this comic book back then?
No, but I've seen it. I've read a couple issues back and forth, seen them at friends' houses.
Is it Marvel? It's Marvel, right?
It is Marvel, yes.
Oh, okay. So that's why you talk about
it's like
mutants.
Yeah, it's kind of like an offshoot of all the other stuff that Marvel has. So it's almost like a sub thing that Marvel does. So,
okay.
So anyway, I thought those were pretty interesting that they're coming out. That we're getting a lot of superheroes and
I like the. I'm not too excited about Jessica Jones, but I would like to get to watch Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and of course Punisher. Punisher not too much because he doesn't have powers. But the
what
Defenders
do you mean he
coming
have
up.
Powers?
I don't know. I like people with powers. That's why.
Oh my God, you're so racist.
Is that racist?
You're racist. Oh my God. So.
Oh, what about like a Justice League?
Wait a minute. Are you in the Marvel universe or the?
I'm shifting. I'm going to make a point. Because Flash was in the preview of the Justice League, Flash was saying, "So what's your power? I'm rich." So, yeah, kind of saying it's a superpower to be white and rich.
Well, that's right. I mean, like, one of the most powerful superheroes out there is Batman, as far as who's the badass, and he doesn't have any superpowers. He's just rich and has a lot of gadgets.
Yep, it's pretty much
how he is. And a hard-on for black.
So, really?
Wearing black.
Oh, what wearing black. Wearing black. Yeah, okay. So. All right, let's go to
And he kind of has a hard-on for Superman, so...
Right. That's why he keeps attacking him. You know, he should subdue him and do something to him while he's in kryptonite. It makes him inhale some kryptonite fumes. You know, he gets weaker. That's the time he can really do things to him, I guess.
Well, okay. Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, but Superman's alien, so it really wouldn't be gay.
That's right. Oh, my God, that's technicality right there.
That's right. So... Speaking of gay, our article this week for gay is a transgender man shatters stereotypes with a then and now photo.
I don't know about stereotypes. I've seen a lot of these before, but go ahead, Rick.
So, don't judge a book by its cover, he says. I'm posting this picture to show that not everyone has to show signs to be transgender. You don't have to pass a test to prove that you're trans, and you sure as hell don't need anyone's approval but your own. This life is about finding yourself and becoming you. No one's journey is the same, so stop comparing yourself to others. When I came out, people refused to believe I was a man because of how feminine I presented for 18 years. So why am I posting this comparison? Because I want people to see it doesn't matter what some looks like. If someone has the guts to tell you I'm transgender, I'm gay, I'm bisexual, anything like that, please believe them and be there for them because the stereotypes need to be broken. On Facebook, Jamie explains that he left the left photograph was taken in March of 2015 and the right in March of 2017. And we got the picture, but you can read the article on the Gay Geek Bizarre page and see the comparison. Coming out as transgender was the best and worst day of my life thus far. I miss having my family life. I miss my parents being proud of me. But you know what I don't miss? I don't miss the nights I laid along battling with my feelings. I don't miss waiting for everyone to leave the house so I could put on masculine clothes and tuck my long hair under a hat. I don't miss hiding. When you look at me, I'm not the strongest, the tallest, or the most handsome man, but you know that what I am? I am finally me, and God does it feel good. So nearly 20,000 people have commented on Jamie's Facebook post. And if you go look at the post of the two of them, of his before and after pics, I would do both of them. Before and after, because both are hot as hell.
Yeah, him being being a woman back then,
she was hot
really
as hell.
Hot. Yeah,
and now as a man, he's hot as hell. I was like, I would do him or her, which depending on which time it was.
Look at
in 2015,
that.
2017.
He is so macho. In 2 years, he was able to do this. It's amazing.
Yeah. 2 years. So, I mean, he's pretty muscular as a woman. I mean, he's pretty beefy as a woman.
And oh, yeah.
Throw in the hormones and the muscles really develop. So,
yeah, but look at that. He's got...
See, Maynard, there's hope for us yet. There's hope for us yet.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
If they can change gender and still look hot, then we can do it. Well, we can just look hot. So.
Okay, so we'll put the links on the website for that one. Okay, so let's go to something that concerns us in the technology world, and it concerns you, Ray, because of your browsing history. You naughty you. Okay, so here we go. U.S. Senate votes to let internet providers share your web browsing history without permission. So this is from The Verge. So the U.S. Senate has voted to overturn consumer-friendly internet privacy rules that would have prevented internet providers from sharing your web browsing history without permission. The privacy rules passed last year by the FCC required internet providers like Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T to get each customer's permission before sharing personal information like which websites they visit. But internet providers want to be able to sell that data and use it to target ads. So they've been vocal about opposing the rule since around the time President Trump took office. So this vote uses the Congressional Review Act, which lets Congress strike down recently passed rules by federal agencies to block the FCC's action. It now heads to the House, where it will be, you'll need another vote before the rules are wiped out. Okay, it's important. So this resolution is a direct attack on consumer rights, on privacy, on rules that afford basic protection against intrusive and illegal interference with consumers' use of social media sites and websites that often they take for granted. Senator Richard Blumenthal, it's a Democrat from Connecticut, said in the Senate today ahead of the vote. So what makes this reversal particularly damaging is that it won't just undo these privacy rules, but it'll prevent the FCC from passing similar privacy rules in the future. That means that the FCC won't be able to pass strict privacy rules again, even if opinions change in Congress. So, Ray, this is important, Ray, because your ISP, well, who are you using? Are you using Comcast? Are you using AT&T?
AT&T, yeah.
Yeah. So if this passes, that means whatever
well,
you serve.
Means, well, this means that Verizon can do it because they're an internet provider. It means any of them can do it. And I hope it jumps up to bite all of Congress in the ass, because when they start selling their browsing history and they can go look and see what these people have been looking at and reviewing, and that information becomes public, then they can bust their ass.
Actually, there's a... well, they can only do that. It's just that this time it becomes... It becomes a moneymaker.
Yeah.
For,
well, yeah, it becomes a moneymaker. But if they told them before not to do it, and now they're voting to get away with that, to do away with that, and they go surf all these kiddie porn sites and get caught, and then that information gets sold to somebody, and say newspapers
No. Actually, they're only going to, though, according to this article, the mandate they're going to do is that they're going to use it for target ads. So it's going to be automated. It's not like they're going to bust
you. No. I don't believe that. Somebody's watching all that somewhere.
Also, Ray,
if they have your idea, if they look and see what you're doing, somebody else is looking at that data.
Yeah.
And somebody else is doing shit to compile that data to do other stuff. So if I logged in and didn't look at nothing but porn, are they going to target porn ads at me all the time?
And most probably, yeah. So, no, I don't know. I don't know if they will, but they'll probably sell you some Adam and Eve stuff.
I mean, Facebook and Amazon already do it.
No, yeah, that's their bread and butter, yeah. But what I'm saying is before, it was opt-in. You have to say that you agree. Now, with this bill that they're going to pass...
Well, I know.
You don't have to say anything. They'll just sell it.
They'll just sell it, yeah. So now somebody has access to your information, and there's no regulation on how they're going to use it. They're just saying you can use it to target ads. But if you buy it to target ads and then go dig through stuff, the information to find out logins and who that login's tied to and all that, you can be done.
Yeah, it's just that you're more exposed. So what's happening now, actually, like private internet access, they are a VPN provider. They posted something on the New York Times. I can't remember what the newspaper, but they posted like the 50 senators who actually voted for this bill. So those are the people who want to sell, who wants our privacy to be exposed. So to be removed. So private internet access is pretty good VPN system. So right now, it's really recommended that everybody uses VPN, so you're not going to be trackable. That's what's going to happen. I mean, this is just something that highly recommendable now. So there's going to be a big market for VPNs, for virtual private networks. So that'd be awesome to have. Okay, Ray, so that's the tech. And that's the geek. Let's go to the bizarre, Ray, and this is something that... It might be nice for some people, but not for this matador.
Not for this matador, no. Bull gores 11-inch horn up matador's butt. Now, I know some gays are like, only 11 inches? That's all? But shocking footage has emerged showing a matador being gored by a bull and ending up with its horn in its backside. Antonio Romero was horrifically gored during a bout with a furious beast in Mexico City on Monday. Now... They said horrifically, but had he not been out there being a matador and battling with the bull and trying to kill the bull, this would not have happened to him.
Well, that's part of the entertainment. You got to expect that's going to happen.
But you're out there trying to kill this animal, and the animal's fighting back, and he rounds his 11-inch horn up your ass, and you have to go to the hospital to have rectal surgery, you get what you deserve. So, yeah. The matador ended up with the bull's horn some 11 inches up his rectum, causing severe injuries. And I'm sure it was severe because that horn was pointy, and I'm sure it was rammed up in there and punctured a bunch. The stomach turning clip shows Romero seemingly in control as he goads the animal with a red cloth called the mutella. Mutella. Is that right? Mutella. How do you say it?
Mutella.
Mutella. Mutella. Okay. But something goes wrong as he tries to get the bull to pivot around him. The angry beast reels up and catches him on the arm and knocking him off balance. As Romero stumbles back in an effort to avoid the bull's deadly horns, the animal throws off the mutella and homes in on this helpless target.
Oh, I see. It's muleta.
Muleta, okay.
Muleta.
And on this helpless target. Now the tormentor in his sights, the bull takes his terrible revenge. It mercilessly attacks and digging its horn and rolling him across the ground. The goring only ends when the other bullfighters come to their colleague's aid and distract the animal. Romero Porto is rushed to the hospital for urgent treatment of horrific injuries to his rectal area. It's not known if he has been discharged yet.
Poor guy.
Footage of a similar incident was widely shared after a man was attacked by a bull in Salamanca?
Salamanca, Spain. Yes.
So, earlier this year, so...
So it's really sad that the matador sometimes lose.
Well, I mean, I don't think they should be killing bulls to start with. I mean, it's one thing to ride them at the rodeo.
Yeah.
The animals could be
Wait,
hurt.
Do they really kill the bulls?
Yeah, that's the whole thing is they keep if you go look at the picture, scroll down and look at the picture.
I saw it.
All the blood on the bull where he keeps stabbing the things into it until the bull dies.
And then he just got it as revenge.
Yeah. So
yeah, or it got its revenge. Look at that. Look at impressive, and he can take it. Oh my god. Yeah, because some people I know would take it as a challenge. 11 inches. But you know what's the advantage though, that is that this is it's a horn, so it's tapered. So it's not like it's one big mass.
But it's not like a straight thing being edged up your ass. Curved and it gets rounded there with a sharp point. So it's probably perforated at major points in his rectum. I mean, he's probably got guts running everywhere. I mean, they probably do some major surgery to fix everything down there. He's probably going to be pooping in a bag for a couple months.
Yeah, poor guy. So. Well, I hope he feels better.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's the show.
Yeah.
It's an awesome show. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and a special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on the Facebook page, facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. You can email us if you have comments. Email us at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, which nobody has done. Our voicemail number is 281-947-2327. The voicemail again is 281-947-2327. Call us and leave us a message of how you would handle the 9 inches.
Yeah. You know, that's 9281947 BEAR, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's okay.
Anyway,
we just recycle stuff. It's recycled.
Yeah. No, it's a new number. But anyway, so follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye. Oh, I did it again. Sorry, Mike, we're podcasting and you called. I hung up on Ray.
Well, because you called.
I know. I'm sorry. I made the mistake in clicking the buttons. Okay.
I would think you'd be better at this with as much experience as you have.
Yeah, but it's the FaceTime thing. It's a different interface.
But you're happy to see me.
Yeah.